Like, so I put a request for questions to make an audio of me rambling along with something for people to listen to help them fall asleep. And thanks to these awesome people at PTA, I got some questions. And being I got time right now, I thought I'd go ahead and answer all of them at one time. I don't have anything prepared as I answer them, so I don't know how long this is going to be. And I'm just going to talk, and when I'm done, the recording will be over. So, the first question is some favorite things I like to do. And I like to play on my acoustic guitar. I actually just got done, and I haven't played for a couple months. I only played for 30 minutes, and my fingers are hurting like hell. And safe to say, I lost all the calluses, which really sucks because I want to keep playing, but I physically can't because I'll probably start bleeding or have blisters, and I don't want that. So, jam stopped, and I thought I'd go ahead and answer these. So, besides that, I love to drive around with the windows down and the radio cranked up. Country music or throwback music or rap music, depends what mood I'm in. I just love feeling free on the road like that with my lead foot issues driving too fast. I like to be outside. Either be just like reading a book or laying in a hammock, tanning, taking a walk, going on a boat ride, things like that. I love being outside. I like to read, which are questions I'll get to here in a minute. I like to write. I'm currently writing a book. I have been since about this time last year. I'm not going to give too much away from it, but it's like a motivational book that I hope will get published because my dream is to see my name in print. And I mean, if it sells, it'd be awesome. If it doesn't, it'd be kind of a downer, I'll admit, but I'll have a book in print and that'd make me happy. It's one of my dreams in life. Let's see what else I like to do. I like to shop like any girl. I love to shop. I like to, typical thing, hang out with friends. I kind of used to like going to the movies, and now I kind of wait for them to be on pay on the TV because I'm one of those people that sneaks in the drink and the food because I hate the popcorn there anymore. It's so gross and salty and disgusting, and yeah, like the floors are gross, and it's just, yeah. So, I mean, if I really, really, really want to see the movie, I'll go to the movie. Like, I want to see the new Step Up movie coming out because I love those. And I'm probably going to go and see the new Fast 7 movie because I love those. But if I can wait to see it, I'll wait to see it because I just, yeah. I used to go to the movies all the time. And I don't do too much anymore because of that. I like doing spontaneous things too. Like, I'll wake up and I'll be like, you know, let's just go on a drive. And I'll go on a drive and then I'll take a random road and just go and then see some, like, I don't know, a stand selling vegetables, or there's like a festival or something, and I'll just stop and go to it. Like, I like days where I'm just like going with the flow and there's really nothing planned. Nothing I really have to do, but I just, you know, whatever happens does. Those are the good days. Good days. Favorite books. There is a book called Can You Keep a Secret by Sophie Kinsella that I love completely. It's about this woman, and she's on a plane, and she thinks the plane's going to crash. So she gets scared and tells the guy next to her, like, everything about her. Every single thing. And she's flying to an interview for a job. And then when she gets there, she finds out that the interviewer is the guy that she spilled like her entire life to. And I won't say anything more in case you want to read it, but it's really good. I like that one. And there's one called The Last Lecture by Randy Pollich. I probably butchered his last name, but I recommend that one to everyone. It's really, really good. And it's one that you should probably read more than once in your life because it's just that good. And there's one called The Single Woman by Mandy Hale. I highly recommend that to all women and guys, too, if they're curious. She's got some really, really good advice in there. And excuse me. It's one of those books where if you're, like, having a bad day or you feel, like, bad on yourself, you read it and it gives you that pep that you need to keep going. Favorite quotes. There's one quote that I live by. And I don't know who said it because I've never been able to find who said it. I've looked because I found it on the internet. But it says, life is not a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in a pretty and well-preserved body, but rather to skid in broadside, thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and loudly proclaiming, wow, what a ride. That's how I live my life. Don't play it safe. Balls to the walls. Living by the seam of your pants and enjoying every minute of it. That's how I live. So that's the quote I live by. I have tons of favorite quotes, but I only say that one because that's my life motto. Favorite travel spots. Let's see. I love Nashville. I love Nashville. I could live there and be happy and never bored with so many shows that goes on there and concerts and things. It's an awesome, awesome city. Oh, excuse me again. I've been to Daytona Beach and I liked it. I wouldn't say it's my favorite spot, but I liked it because I like to go to other beaches. I've been to Virginia Beach and that was pretty. I saw dolphins there. That was really, really cool. I've been to Port Huron, Michigan, which was one of the first places where I went and I felt like I had been there before because it was so comfortable. And I don't really know why, I guess because of how the community was, but it's just really comfortable and it was really nice. I mean, I could never live there because it'd be way too damn cold for me, but it was a really nice place. And the water there in the river was so blue, it was insane. And I forget what lake, I think it's Lake Superior or something that it drains into. It's so big, like, it looks like an ocean. Like, it's hard to wrap your head around thinking that that's a lake, because the Great Lakes are so massive. But I say favorite spot is Nashville, number one. And yeah, I don't really have a favorite beach spot. I would like to go to St. Augustine because I drove through there and it seemed like a really neat place. It's like Spanish buildings and look kind of really historic and stuff. But there's so many places that I want to go to that if I could find a job where I would get paid to go, I would be the happiest person on earth. Because the only drawback of traveling is it's money. But yeah, favorite spot would be Nashville. And I would just say Daytona because white sand, green water, wasn't bad. Favorite genre to read. I love reading biographies of famous people that I like. I don't know. I've always been interested in how they live their life and what challenges they were through or what they had to deal with. Or I always found it interesting. I've read Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s because I'm a Junior fan. I'm not a NASCAR-aholic, but I do support him. And being an Aerosmith fan, I did read Steven Tyler's book. That's a crazy book. I just dropped my phone there. I read Michael Oher's. I started reading Shania Twain's, and I, like, stopped along with Steve Jobs. I don't know if you've seen Steve Jobs' book, but it's, like, it must be, like, 400 pages. And for me, I'm not a bookworm, and it like, the book has to be really, really good for me to read the entire thing. And I haven't got through that one, or Shania's. I read Shaq's book, but I like Shaquille O'Neal. I read that one. I read Chad Johnson or Chad Ochocinco, whatever you want to call him, because, yes, I like him too because he's goofy. Well, he used to be goofy. I read that one. And I think that's it. Oh, no, I read Michael Phelps too. I read his book. And besides biographies, I like reading, like, travel books, music, things on music, things on sports, and self-help books are good. It's not that, like, you know, I'm a bad person, but I feel like you can always continue to get better. And, I mean, who doesn't want some advice here and there? So that's it for that one. Favorite season. I always said it was summer, but now I feel like it's spring because the winter, everything's dead. Like, I call it the dead season. It's depressing. It's gloomy. It's freezing cold. Where I live currently, it snows. Our last winter here was, like, the worst ever. We got to minus 20 air temperature, and that wasn't wind chill. And we usually never get that cold. And it kept snowing and snowing. It snowed into March. And it was like, when is it going to end? And, I mean, it's like, you don't see anything blooming. There's no green everywhere. There's no flowers. You got to wear 20 layers going outside. And you're just, you feel like, bleh. And then when spring arrives, it's like everything starts getting green and the flowers start blooming and you hear the birds singing and it's just like life. Life's all around again. And I don't know if anybody else does, I get excited when I walk around the yard and I'll see, like, oh God, there's a bud of a flower coming up. You know, it's like life. Yeah. So I say spring is my favorite season. Describe a good first date. I like something fun, like going to an amusement park or going to a carnival or going to an arcade. I don't like the dinner thing for the first time because it puts too much pressure on it because you're both nervous. I don't like going to a movie for first date because I want to talk to you. And how can I talk if we're watching a movie, you know? I mean, I wouldn't say I'd make out with you on the first date, but it may happen. But, like, I want to talk to you. I want to get to know you. And, like, the best way to do that is to have something fun that you can always go back to in case the conversation starts to stall or you don't know what to say or... I just like good first dates, like fun first dates where there's no pressure and you're just kind of like hanging out and you're not putting too much weight on it because you don't really know them and they don't really know you and you just have fun. And if you click, you click. And if you don't, nah, it's okay. You know, I always get nervous the first one, I'll admit, but I try to keep it really just, like, laid back because it's, like, you know, you don't know if you're going to marry that person. You could break up with them tomorrow. You could break up in a week or you may never get together. Who knows? It's, like, why put so much weight on something? It's, like, just have fun. Like, go and have fun. I'm not saying I have sex on the first date because I don't. But I do kiss you if you're doing a good job. So yeah, just something fun. Something fun to do. If I were to buy you a vacation home, what would it be like and where? Money is no object. Okay, well, I tell you right now, it would be by the ocean. I didn't have an ocean view because my dream is to live either right next to the ocean or close enough where I can go outside and either smell the salt or see it somewhere or hear it. That's my dream. What it would look like, I always liked homes with wraparound porches, like the really, really big, wide, country-looking porches where you can put 5 rocking chairs on there and a table and you sit out there with sweet tea and, you know, just soak up the outdoors. I don't really know what the rest of the house would look like. I'd say, like, probably something beachy but cozy, if that makes any sense. I like a brick house, but I think brick by the ocean would look weird. I don't know, but I know I would want it to have a wraparound front porch. And inside, it have to have a window seat somewhere because I've always liked those. It had to have a spiral staircase just because I think they're cool. I don't know, it'd be cool too to have like, I know I'm not going to say that because anyway, no, I'll say it. I think it'd be cool to have like a pole in the house too. Or like if you don't want to use a spiral staircase, you can just slide down the pole. That'd be fun. It had to have like the biggest tub on the planet with like jets in it because I want a kick-ass tub. And I always wanted, I seen like a picture somewhere on the internet, and I can't remember where it was, but they had like a whole wall, and the bedroom was nothing but windows, and you could like lay in bed, and you could look out, and you could see the ocean. So I would want that, definitely. Bunch of palm trees in the yard. Wouldn't mind having a big in-ground pool just in case the water in the ocean's bad or there's rip currents or something. You can go out in the pool. And an island in the kitchen because I like islands in the kitchen. Got more room. And that's the things that I would definitely want on it. And everything else is just, yeah, I mean, it'd have to be there too, but there's no really specifics on that. Next question is, bare feet, flip-flops, sneakers, comfortable shoes, stylish boots, high heels, which do you prefer to be in? Well, right now I'm currently barefoot. Usually when I'm at home, I don't have anything on my feet, unless it's freezing cold or I just came in from being outside. But really, what I prefer to be in usually kind of depends on my mood. If I'm going out to run an errand and it's warm, I just put flip-flops on and go. But if it's raining, I put sneakers on because, I don't know, if any of you wore flip-flops in the rain, it's kind of hard to walk. I've done it before and I've slid out of my shoes, I don't know how many times, right in traffic, which isn't too good. When I wear boots or heels or I have wedges too, like, I feel sexy as hell in those. It's that click when you're walking, that little click on the floor. I just feel like a, I don't know, like I can just kick the world's ass when I'm wearing those. Plus, I mean, when you look and you look good, like it gives you that pep in your step too, which is nice. But honestly, I kind of like being barefoot. I don't know. Because it's like, I don't know, you're kind of just chilling out and you're relaxed. And yeah, usually I'm barefoot. But of course, like I said, usually kind of shoe I wear brings out whatever mood I'm in. So, yeah. Can money buy you happiness? No. Money makes me feel secure. And it makes me feel like I have the ability to be like, oh, you know, I want to drive to Georgia and spend a weekend in Atlanta, and I can just go do it and don't have to worry about anything. That's what money does to me. It doesn't make me happy, because what makes me happy is things that money can't buy, like the little things of like, you find a new restaurant. Like I recently found a restaurant around here that had fried pickles. And when I was in Nashville, I tried fried pickles and loved fried pickles. And I couldn't find them anywhere around here, because where I live, fried pickles is not a staple of food. And this restaurant had them, and I tried them and fell in love with them. And I was like all happy because, yeah, I found the fried pickles. Things like that make me happy. Or like, sometimes I'll be having a crappy day and I'll go outside and walk around and I'll see like a bunny in the yard or something. And that makes me happy. Or hearing a song on the radio I haven't heard in 10 years. Reconnecting with an old friend. I recently had that. He lives in Germany, and we hadn't talked for, gosh, like 6 months. And randomly, he just connected with me again. And I was so happy. Like, you can't put money on things like that. Money doesn't make me happy. Little things in life makes me happy. I could ramble on about that, like good milkshakes and cookies and cream ice cream and grilling out with friends and family. Yeah, that's what makes me happy. If you could be an animal, what would it be? That could be an animal. Any animal. I say probably a sea turtle. I mean, I know they're not animals. They're marine animals because they live in the water. They got this laid-back, chill attitude like I usually had 90% of the time. They're just like, yeah, man, we're swimming in the water. I'm like, if you ever seen Finding Nemo, they're just like, you know, Crush is just like, yeah, man. I don't know. They're cool. They're cute as hell. And especially the little babies. The little babies are so freaking cute. And my second choice would be, besides a sea turtle, I wouldn't say a bird because I'm scared of heights. But the idea to fly anywhere would be cool. Maybe a horse? No, not a horse. I'm probably thinking too hard about this. I don't know, yeah, like, I'd be a bird. I'd say a bird because I could fly anywhere I wanted. I don't have freedom completely. Just go wherever, riding on the breeze. Yeah, and so I'd be a sea turtle or I'd be a bird. A pretty bird. Colorful bird. Like a macaw or something. Yeah. Favorite hot beverage. I've recently got on like an herbal tea kick. Like the chamomile or green tea or fruit tea. Like I've gotten addicted to that stuff. I love drinking that when it's warm or cool outside. But in the winter, I love a mean cup of hot chocolate with whipped cream, not marshmallows. Whipped cream and then more chocolate syrup on top. It's like, ugh, awesome. Yeah, so it's herbal tea when it's not cold, and when it's cold, it's hot chocolate. So there you go. There is my answers, and this has lasted, wow, a little over 25 minutes. So I hope you guys enjoy hearing me ramble, and I might put up requests like this again sometime, because this is really fun answering these questions. So there you go, and I thank you for them.